She shook her head. Flagrant, open, acoustic manipulation, free-flowing alcohol, and a populace on the edge of apocalypse? Yes, this, now this, felt like home. Fiona entered that corner pub and let the music wash over her. Cement slab floor with a wood stamp on it, and cast iron tables scattered about in a choreographed chaos. But they'd dressed up the place with lights, paint, trying to brighten the decidedly industrial mood. The music was coming from a crackling old speaker, and a holographic display was playing something. Sports, or an indecent display, it wasn't obvious. Maybe someone was channel surfing. With each step forward into the bar, she felt eyes track onto her. These were grungy colonists on the reaches, with simple clothes of brown and tan, some uniforms and workman's gear. Those that weren't laborers and scientists still clung to their capital jumpsuits, hand-stitched modifications and mending. And here she was, with a red waistcoat of fine silks. She marked them as she entered, several disparate groups. Some were heads down, enjoying their meal and drink, sinking into the melodies and the flavors after a long day. Some capitals reacted like they knew her, tilting glasses and softly nodding in her direction. At one favored table by the corner, Fiona spied the brusque ball of blonde scar tissue. The capital bruiser, Nora. She sat next to Kira's pet snake, Solomon, and that stiff, grizzled fossil, Bray. The capital's three sat with curled backs and hunched shoulders, drinks clutched close in shared silence. Despite their very common uniforms, there was a healthy berth around the trio, like no one dared stray too close to their gravity well. Fiona strode up to the bar, settling one hip on the stool, with her other leg staked hard to the ground. The bartender approached, polishing a glass in that eternal Sisyphean task that every bartender was trapped in. "Whiskey," she said. He rolled his eyes. "What kind?" "The alcoholic kind." The bartender shook his head, reaching back for one of his liquor hoses. He snagged the most generic whiskey-flavored whiskey of the bunch. Before her social lubricant could appear, however, some brave soul sidled up next to her, and his voice leaked grease. "You must be the famous Captain Harlow. I don't believe we've met." She felt gross just listening to him, his easy tone polished to unsettlingly smooth. Fiona didn't look over at this aspiring charmer. Eye contact was power. Refuse it, and she could deny access. "I've met everybody I need to." She slid her credit forward for the bartender. But a second card appeared, under slender, manicured fingers. "A lady doesn't pay for her own drinks." "Good thing I ain't so fancy, then." He turned around, leaning on the bar on propped elbows, like he might be able to peek around into her view. She looked askance, but she couldn't avoid a glimpse of his tousled brown hair. "Good thing this isn't a social call, either. I require your services, Captain." "Work intrudes," she sighed, looking over at him. His face was chiseled from a block of stone, his eyes sharp and attuned. He looked vat-born, chemically designed to appeal to the largest swath of people possible. And that kind of focus-tested face always made her cringe. "I'm otherwise engaged." "Whatever they're paying," the golem said. "I can assure you, I will more than compensate you for the inconvenience." She heard chairs squeak as several people got up all at once. Really? She hadn't even gotten a drink yet, and the overture was already starting. These powder kegs must have been primed and ready to blow well before she got here. Fiona squinted, studying her suitor for a moment. "Looking for passage?" He nodded. "Me and my friends need to make our way to the nearest Imperial station. Can you help us?" Ah, loyalists. They wanted out of the blast zone before their precious empire confused them with the hated enemy. Again. The bartender slid over a glass of cheap ambrosia. She palmed it with one hand, tapping a generous payment into her card, enough to make the bartender's eyes bulge. End of the world. Money was meant to be spent.